Welcome to Yankee Stadium in New York, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the New York Yankees. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Alex Metzler. Batting second. The shortstop, Bill Sissel. Batting third. The first baseman, Art Shires. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Carl Reynolds. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Willie Kalm. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Dutch Hoffman. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Bill Hunfield. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mo Berg. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ed Walsh. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Ed Walsh. For the New York Yankees. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Earl Combs. Batting second. The third baseman, Gene Robertson. Batting third. The first baseman, Lou Gehrig. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Babe Ruth. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Tony Lazzari. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Bob Musel. Batting seventh. The catcher, Bill Dickey. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Mark Koenig. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ed Wells. Pitching for the New York Yankees, Ed Wells. And now, play ball. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is called out on strikes. One out. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robertson juggles the ball. That's an error on Robertson. Sissel moves to second. Art Shires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shires hits a ball on the ground towards short. Koenig scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Sissel moves to third. Two outs. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robertson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs hits a fly ball into center field. Hoffman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gene Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson hits a fly ball into right field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Yankees. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Hoffman. Ruth reaches second base with a double. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari hits a ball on the ground towards first. Shires scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Lazzari for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two. With the score, the Yankees 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Willie Kalm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kalm hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Ruth. Kalm reaches second base with a double. Dutch Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lazzari settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Hunfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunfield hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robertson fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Kalm moves to third. Mo Berg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hunfield. The throw from Dickey and he is safe. Hunfield steals second. Mo Berg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berg hits a ball on the ground towards short. Koenig scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Com scores. Hunfield moves to third. Two outs. It's White Sox, 1, Yankees, 1. Ed Walsh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walsh hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hunfield scores. It's 2-1, White Sox. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 0-1 in the game. Metzler hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Walsh moves to third. Metzler moves to second. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 0-1 in the game. Sissel strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Yankees 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Bob Musel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musel strikes out. One out. Bill Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey hits a fly ball into center field. Hoffman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mark Koenig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koenig hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Reynolds. Koenig reaches second base with a double. Ed Wells is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wells hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Koenig scores. It's White Sox, 2, Yankees, 2. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 0-1 in the game. Combs takes first base on ball 4. Wells moves to second. Gene Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson is 0-1 in the game. Robertson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sissel fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Yankees 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Art Shires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shires is 0-1 in the game. Shires hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0-1 in the game. Reynolds hits a line drive into center field. Combs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 1-1 in the game, with a double. Combs hits a line drive into center field. Combs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dutch Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 0-1 in the game. Hoffman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Koenig fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Yankees 2. The Yankees will come to bat. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 1-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Gehrig takes first base on ball 4. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth is 1-1 in the game, with a double. Ruth hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunfield fields it, throws to second for 1. And over to first, double play. Two outs. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari is 0-1 in the game. Lazzari hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunfield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Yankees 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Hunfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunfield is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Hunfield hits a ball on the ground towards short. Koenig misplays the ball. That's an error on Koenig. Mo Berg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berg is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Berg hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robertson fields it and throws to first for the out. Hunfield moves to second. One out. Ed Walsh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walsh is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Walsh hits a line drive into right field. Ruth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Metzler hits a fly ball into left field. Musel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Yankees 2. The Yankees will come to bat. Bob Musel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musel is 0-for-1 in the game. Musel hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Walsh fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey is 0-for-1 in the game. Dickey hits a fly ball into center field. Hoffman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mark Koenig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koenig is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Koenig hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ed Wells is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wells is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Wells hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com can't make a play. That's a base hit. Koenig moves to second. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Combs hits a ball on the ground towards first. Shires can't make a play. That's a base hit. Koenig scores. Wells moves to second. It's 3-2, Yankees. Gene Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson is 0-for-2 in the game. Robertson takes first base on ball 4. Wells moves to third. Combs moves to second. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Gehrig hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunfield misplays the ball. That's an error on Hunfield. Wells scores. Combs scores. Robertson moves to third. Gehrig moves to second. Two runs are unearned. It's 5-2, Yankees. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Ruth takes first base on ball 4. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari is 0-for-2 in the game. Lazzari hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Robertson scores. Gehrig scores. Ruth moves to third. Two runs are unearned. It's 7-2, Yankees. Hal McCain now pitching. Bob Musel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musel is 0-for-2 in the game. Musel hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ruth scores. Lazzari moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 8-2, Yankees. Bill Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey is 0-for-2 in the game. Dickey hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McCain fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Yankees 8, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 0-for-2 in the game. Sissel hits a pop-up towards short. Koenig settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Art Shires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shires is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Shires bunts towards first. Gehrig scoops it up and throws to first, with Wells covering, for the out. Two outs. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0-for-2 in the game. Reynolds hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Willie Kham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kham is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Kham hits a pop-up towards short. Koenig settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Yankees 8, and the White Sox 2. The Yankees will come to bat. Mark Koenig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koenig is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Koenig hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ed Wells is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wells is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Wells hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sissel fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Combs hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sissel misplays the ball. That's an error on Sissel. Wells moves to second. Gene Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Robertson takes first base on ball 4. Wells moves to third. Combs moves to second. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Gehrig hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Metzler. Gehrig reaches second base with a double. Wells scores. Combs scores. Robertson goes all the way around to score. It's 11-2, Yankees. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Ruth hits a fly ball into center field. Hoffman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Gehrig tags and moves to third. Two outs. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Lazzari hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gehrig scores. That run is unearned. It's 12-2, Yankees. Bob Musel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musel is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Musel hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lazzari moves to third. Musel moves to second. Bill Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey is 0-for-3 in the game. Dickey hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McCain fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Yankees 12, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Samuel Byrd now playing center field. Lynn Lowry now playing third base. Dutch Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 0-for-2 in the game. Hoffman hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lazzari settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Hunfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunfield is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hunfield takes first base on ball 4. Chick Autry pinch hits for Mo Berg. Chick Autry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Autry hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lowry fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Yankees 12, and the White Sox 2. The Yankees will come to bat. Chick Autry now catching. Mark Kernick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kernick is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a double. Kernick hits a ball on the ground towards first. Shires scoops it up and throws to first, with McCain covering, for the out. One out. Ed Wells is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wells is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Wells takes first base on ball 4. Samuel Bird is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bird hits a pop-up towards short. Sissel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry takes first base on ball 4. Wells moves to second. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double, a home run, and a walk. He's got 4 RBIs. Gehrig hits a fly ball into center field. Hoffman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Yankees 12, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Hal McCain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCain hits a fly ball into left field. Musial settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Metzler hits a pop-up towards short. Kernick settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 0-for-3 in the game. Sissel hits a fly ball into center field. Bird settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Yankees 12, and the White Sox 2. The Yankees will come to bat. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. Ruth hits a fly ball into right field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got 3 RBIs. Lazzari hits a pop-up towards short. Sissel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Musial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musial is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got 1 RBI. Musial hits a fly ball into center field. Hoffman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Yankees 12, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Leo Durocher now playing second base. Cedric Durst now playing right field. Art Shires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shires is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Shires hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Reynolds strikes out. One out. Willie Kham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kham is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Kham hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Durocher fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. Two outs. Dutch Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 0-for-3 in the game. Hoffman hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Gehrig settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Yankees 12, and the White Sox 2. The Yankees will come to bat. Bill Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey is 0-for-4 in the game. Dickey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sissel can't make a play. That's a base hit. Mark Kernagh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Dickey. The throw from Autry and he is safe. Dickey steals second. Mark Kernagh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kernagh is 3 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. Kernagh strikes out. 1 out. Ed Wells is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wells is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Wells takes first base on ball 4. Samuel Bird is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bird is 0 for 1 in the game. Bird takes first base on ball 4. Dickey moves to third. Wells moves to second. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Larry hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dickey scores. Wells moves to third. Bird moves to second. It's 13-2, Yankees. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 2 for 4 in the game, with a double, a home run, and a walk. He's got 4 RBIs. Gehrig hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sissel fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Wells scores. Bird moves to third. Larry moves to second. It's 14-2, Yankees. Cedric Durst is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durst hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bird scores. Larry scores. There goes Gehrig trying to advance. Here's the throw, and he's out. 2 outs. It's 16-2, Yankees. Leo Durocher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durocher hits a fly ball into right field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Yankees 16, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Hunfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunfield is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hunfield hits a fly ball into center field. Bird settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Chick Autry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Autry is 0 for 1 in the game. Autry hits a fly ball into left field. Musel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Hal McCain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCain is 0 for 1 in the game. McCain hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Metzler hits a fly ball into left field. Musel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, New York Yankees, 16, and Chicago White Sox, 2. Goodbye from Yankee Stadium in New York.